Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity to be here this morning. We thank God that he gave us this day so we can worship. Let us enter into prayer right now. Lira la bandoro sande ku kuro sa sala la banda ta kama ka ne mi mandu ku sala la bando ku te buru ri ku ku sala la banda ra ba ta u ka na ra ba sala la bando sande ji sala la ku sala la bande ji ji ndu ri ri ndi mi mandu ku sala la banda ta ra ba ta sanda la ku sala la banda. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you are our God and you we can trust. We thank you, Lord, that we have all our confidence and who we could rely on, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you woke up this morning to build us with a new song. Hallelujah. You gave us your joy. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you put a good song in our heart, put a good song in our mouth this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that today you have given us new mercy and new grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are our person of faith. If it had not been for you, Lord Jesus, we don't know where we would be. We can't even imagine the places or the situations that we would be without. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. My Lord, my God, we pray today that the Holy Spirit that is moving in our lives, not in every single life, touch every single heart in a special way, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Have your way in our lives and have your way in our hearts. Teach us, you God-fearing men and women, that wherever we go, our lives will be a representation of who you are. For we do realize, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. And that you go before us. And if you go before us, wherever you have us to go, we know that that's the place that you have for us. So we know that you're going to be us right there. That place right there, Holy Spirit. That's that place where we are prosperous. And we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, that you have prospered us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give us each day. But we say this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For you are so good, and you are more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We believe in you, God, and we can hear your voice. And your voice, Father God, we know that we follow you, because you are the good shepherd. Hallelujah. If we are your sheep, and the voice of a stranger, Father God, we will not follow. Keep our hearts filled with your goodness. Every single time that we open up our mouths, let water flow out of our mouths like living water. Let grace be with us. Grace be upon us. Let us walk in grace, live in grace. Let our mouths and our minds, let it hear the truth. Let it speak the truth. Because you are the truth and you are with us. Put our ears in our hearts. And every single thing, Father God, we know that our needs have already been met. We decree and we declare, Father, victory, victory, victory. Victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory over our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Because our bodies are a holy temple for God the Father Almighty. We declare victory, victory, victory over every single lack or insufficiency that may show up in our lives. For lack and insufficiency, you have given us Christ Jesus, You have given us your word. You have given us every single thing pertaining to life and godliness in the name of Jesus. We declare victory over every single situation that we may face that is not of you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you are the victorious one. And you live with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We declare, Lord Jesus, that the blessings of the Lord are before us, the blessings of the Lord are with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are your righteousness, clothed in this power and authority. Give us your power and your authority to tread upon sparks, hallelujah, to tread upon serpents, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your authority that you have put on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall show to be in the wrong. For your word says in Isaiah 53, that great is the peace of my children, because they are taught of the Lord. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us today and every single day. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, because your blood is our atonement. And we thank you, Father God, that you have justified us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are covered by your blood. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship God because he is so good and he is so worthy to be praised. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit, church. Thank you, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single word that you have spoken in us in our holy language. Hallelujah. And we pray, Father God, that right now, every single word that we have spoken, because you are our chief intercessor right now, that it sustains us, that it leads us, and that it guides us, and that it protects us in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen and amen again. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. We want to welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. You know, this is such a beautiful day, such a wonderful day here in the Lord. God woke us up this morning. He put it on our hearts to hear a word from him. See, this is the day that we set aside to come together so we can worship the Lord. If we didn't come to do anything else today, we definitely came to worship the Lord because he's just been so good to us. I imagine every single one of us have a testimony of stories of saying how God has been so good to you. And if he ain't been good to you, then you have seen his goodness in the life of your wives or your husband, your children, right here at the workplace when you were driving down the road heading to work, or if you were riding the bus or the subway or whatever you were, you've seen God's goodness. So, you know, every single day we see God's goodness because it's just that one moment when we know it could have went a different direction, where it could have slipped away, where it didn't have to turn out like it turned out. And we just start worshiping God and praising God because, you know, he kept us right there in that moment, right there in that place where he let us know that I'm right here with you, right here with you. Amen. So welcome, 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 church. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning, and I'm here with my brother in Christ, Minister Learn Green. Apostle Tawanika Manning, she's on a holy assignment. You know, today is convocation, so
She'll be with us a little bit later on, but she has an assignment this morning for Minister Learn and I and a couple more brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, we're going to go ahead on and allow the Holy Spirit to use us and move forward, you know, move forward. So we welcome every single body here to Sunday service here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We want to welcome every single body here with us here from Texas. We thank y'all for being here, Houston, and all this surrounding area. We love you so much. We thank you for joining in with us here. You could have been anywhere. So we are so grateful that you have welcomed us into your homes. Welcome us and right here into every single thing that you are concerned with today. You know, we come together in prayer about things. So welcome, Houston. Welcome, Dallas, Texas. Welcome, Beaumont, Texas. Welcome every single one here with Texas. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here in the state of Louisiana, just right next door to us. You know, we love y'all so much. Y'all show up to church. We thank y'all for coming to church. Thank y'all for tuning in to worship with us this morning. You could have been anywhere as well, so we thank you. I know my mom and my grandmother, my brothers and sisters there in Louisiana. Welcome every single one there, North Louisiana and South Louisiana. I know so many people. I'm from Louisiana myself, so welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome every single body, every single brother and sister here from that great state of New York. Hallelujah. New York is just show up and just show so much love. Uncle Joel, Washington, and Aunt Beatrice, they are there in New York, and, you know, their friends and family members, you know, are there in New York, you know, Queens, New York, Brooklyn, New York, all those places there and surrounding areas of New York. Y'all show up to church. Welcome every single one of you. We love y'all so much, and thank y'all for inviting us into your homes as well. Minister Learn Green, you know, he is here with us. He's from Chicago, Illinois, so welcome Chicago, Illinois, and every single area, area up there in New York, your family members and friends, brothers and sisters, you know, there in New York. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome every single body. So at this time right now, if you have any prayer petitions, if this is your first time here with us, we would like for you to press 1. We want to welcome, we want to personally welcome you. We want to open up your line, and we'd like to, for you to tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you have anything, you know, you want to bring to Jesus, any prayer petition. You know, this is that opportunity to bring it in prayer. You know, God has just been so good to us. You know, we thank God that we get to pray. We get to pray because of Jesus. Amen. We get a chance to have that relationship with God. We get a chance to bring these things to God. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, over here in book of Peter, he says that, he said, I'm the one that cares for you. He said, I'm the one that cares for you. And we thank God that we have a God that cares for us. So this is that opportunity for you to come in prayer. You know, bring it all to Jesus. If you are streaming online, every single body that's online listening, welcome every single one of you. If you have prayer petitions, you know, this is an opportunity for you to pray as well. We would like for you to call in 845-277-9213. You know, definitely call in and let us know about what's going on in your life. You know, the Bible tells us when two or three are gathered together, that's touching and agreeing. He said, anything that you ask in my name, he said, that I will do. So we thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank God for this opportunity for us to come together. Amen. Amen. So welcome every single one here to Sunday service. We'll go ahead on and move head on with the program. We're going to have a song selection here. This song selection we're going to have by my brother, my uncle, Uncle Joel Washington. He always is willing to give us a sweet song. Uncle Joel, are you here with us?
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again today.
I'd like
to thank God, who is the head of my life, for giving me the opportunity to be able to do this, you know. And I just thank God for the people that out there that listen, because we're in troubled time now. If we ever need him, we need him now. We need God.
Amen.
Because it's so much going on around us that a lot of people don't understand. The older people understand, maybe the younger people don't, but they need to get it right, because we definitely need God to come out and help us straighten out these situations.
Amen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Oh, friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down. Oh, friends, don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down. Oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down. Oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother Joe. Uncle Joe, you know, he is such a blessing here, such a blessing, you know, in the church. You know, may God bless you, may God keep you. You sing, you know, from the depths, you know, of your soul, and we can hear, you know, how the Holy Spirit used you. And believe it or not, church, we need to understand, you know, Uncle Joe, you know, he said something. You know, we are living, you know, in tougher times and troubled times than we ever, ever, ever have seen before. But it's something that, you know, he realizes. You know, he sings in that place of victory and sings. So we all, you know, you encourage me so much, Uncle Joe, and I think, you know, to sing in that place of victory, because we know that God is, you know, is in control. You know that God has given us every single thing pertaining to life and godliness. You know, he has given us Christ Jesus. He lets us know that he's there with us. And I just want to say that right now. So God bless you, and may God keep you. May he pour back into you every single virtue that left your body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Today, I just want to say this right. You know, today is such a wonderful day. You know, we're being blessed right now, you know, with song. We're being blessed right now because we're in the presence of the Lord. So we just want to keep it going, you know, just keep on worshiping God and keep on thanking him right now. We're going to prepare ourselves to have Holy Communion. So let us prepare ourselves, you know, to do this, you know, every single day. You know, the Bible tells us to every day, you know, to every day that we can, you know, to remember to take Holy Communion, remembering the finished works of Jesus Christ. For us to remember what he has already done, what he has accomplished in our lives. You know, we are God's people. We're God's people saved by grace. Saved by grace. So we need to remember, because we are God's chosen people, saved by grace. We have a Savior that have already done it all. So we need to, you know, to remember that, you know, when we find ourselves, like Uncle Joe said, you know, in hard times, when we find ourselves where we're in trouble, that we have a Savior. Amen. So get your cracker, bread, juice, water, or wine, you know, whatever we have. You know, we pray over it right now. And, you know, this is, we're gonna have Holy Communion. Amen. Amen. I'll be reading from the book of Luke chapter 22. I give us a moment for us to prepare our elements, our communion elements. You know, I give you a little chance there to prepare yourself to take Holy Communion. Amen. So we will go here in a minute. We'll go here to Luke chapter 22, and I'll be reading from the I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. The New King James Version of the Bible. I'll start right here. Luke chapter 22 and verses 14 through 20. Amen. Amen again. Amen. Luke chapter 22 and verses 14. It reads here, "Now when the hour had come, he sat down," we're talking about Jesus, "he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. When he had said to them, 'With fervent desires, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.'" 16, "For I say unto you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup, and he gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it amongst yourselves.' 18, 'For I say unto you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom has come.' 19 reads here, "And he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to them. He said, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In 20, "And likewise, he took the cup after supper and said, 'This is the cup. Cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, transgressions, iniquities, trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, married, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes and your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that we can take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your shed blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us. It washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our hearts. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's so true. Nothing can wash away your sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now, what makes us whole again? So we need to know this, church, when you're broken, what makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We need to understand that Jesus Christ has already finished the works, and the finished works of God are on the inside of us, those who have received them into their lives as a personal Lord and Savior. Amen, amen again. We have a song selection here, and we'll be right back with the preach word by our very own Minister Learn Green from Chicago, Illinois. So stay right there with us. We'll be right back here with the preach word. The next voice that you will hear after we come back, and the preach word would be Minister Learn Green. So stay right there with the church.
To this building, You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position, look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and oh, your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart. He had mended my broken heart.
Give me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That's gonna lift your hand and say,
praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father, for bringing me out of it. Oh, yes, you are.
Praise the Lord.
All things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for this opportunity. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. And I want to introduce to y'all a man of God's own heart, a man that's willing to yield to the Holy Spirit. He's willing to open up and give you that word, hallelujah, just like God has given it to him, has given it, he'll give it to you in that same way. You know, a good minister friend of mine, you know, in Christ. You know, I love him so dearly. Me and Apostle Tawanika, you know, we love this right here, minister. I want to introduce to y'all our very own Minister Learn Green. Minister Learn.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for that warm introduction, and I have enjoyed myself so far in the service today. Amen. And
amen.
We're not going to be long, but we want to give you an encouraging word on this morning. All of God's word is encouraging, but sometimes we need that extra push. We're going to come from the number one number of Psalms, Psalms 1. The number one number of Psalms. Beginning that,
amen.
We're going to read the third verse for the sake of time. It says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And we want to use for a subject on this morning, be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The author of this particular psalm is anonymous. Amen.
Amen.
David wrote 73 psalms. Amen. Asaph wrote 12 psalms. And the sons of Korah wrote 9. Solomon wrote 2 psalms. Moses wrote 1. And 51 psalms are anonymous. Now, these psalms were songs, hymns, and a little bit of prayers. Amen. But it was mostly psalms and hymns. Amen. But we can get something out of the Word of God as we look at Scripture. Amen. Now, this particular psalm was believed to be written 1,440 years B.C. before Christ, or was written between 500 years B.C., 586 years B.C., during the Babylonian captivity, when the children of Israel were in captivity. Now, we want to deal with both sides. Amen. There is a little bit of a dark side, and then there is a positive side in this particular psalm. Now, the psalm starts off by saying, in that verse 1, blessed. Blessed means happy is the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. And one of the things I want to say is that we are surrounded by people that do not worship God, do not serve God. Amen. And
amen.
We have to be
amen.
Careful over some of the things that come out of their mouth that they try to speak over us. Amen. But we do not want to walk in that ungodly counsel. Amen. Now,
amen.
One of the things we find here, you have to ask yourself the question, if this person, if this person ridicules you or discredits you, that is not a friend. Amen.
Amen.
That is not a friend.
Amen. Amen.
Our friends and associates can have a profound influence on us, often in a very subtle way. We have to choose the ones that we allow to be around us. Amen.
Amen.
And it was talking about scoffing. Scoffing, it says, it says, the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor don't be a stumbling block to anybody. Amen. That's what that means. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We don't want to be judging. Amen. The Bible says, judge nothing before the time. Amen. It says, but here it is, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night.
Amen.
One of the things that we realize is that the battleground starts in the mind. Amen. The enemy
Amen.
Tries to attack you And sometimes he attacks people when they sleep sometimes, and sometimes he attacks them around them as they go through their day and as they go through their lives. Amen. But
amen,
one of the things,
bro,
we want to tell you on today is be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Now, when we meditate on the law of God, that's when we think about what we have read or what we have studied in the Word of God. That meditation means to stir it. Amen. To constantly stir that word. Stir that word in you.
Yeah.
Stir. Even Paul had told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift. Amen.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Be blessed. You have to ask yourself the question, about the skull frame. Do your friends build your faith or do they tear it down? Amen.
Uh-huh.
Or do they help you draw closer to God? See, we want to be around people that edify. Amen.
Yeah.
That edify
the
body. Amen. Where we are exalting and oh, brother and sister, I'm so glad that God helped you in that situation. Or when we're encouraging and building up each other, edifying, and we need that. Amen.
Yeah.
And sometimes
amen.
In our prayer life, we have to exalt the Lord. Lord, I exalt you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Amen. That draws us closer,
amen,
even nearer to God. So I want to say on today, be blessed. Be blessed.
Yeah.
And it was saying day and night. Day and night. I don't know about you, but I have a quiet time in the Lord sometimes in the morning. And then before I go to bed, I have another time again before I lay down. And then during the day, if I have a moment, I try to sneak a word. And I keep a daily bread, one of those readers with me at all times. Well, if I'm going through something, I just open it up and start reading and start praying.
Amen,
amen,
brother. Yeah.
Meditate day and night. Here it is. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, one of the things about a tree is the tree, the roots go way down in the ground before that tree starts to come up. So we got to get rooted and grounded in Jesus. And Jesus is our anchor. And when we get rooted and grounded in him, then we begin to grow and begin to flourish the way he wants to. We begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He said we should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, one of the things about the tree by the rivers of water, that tree has seen some storms. Amen.
My Lord.
But
my
it was
Lord.
Then,
Amen.
But it wouldn't break because it was rooted down in that ground. So we are rooted in Christ. You might bend, brother or sister, but you're not going to break. You're not going to break. You might bend, but you're not going to break. Amen. And one of the things is that tree was able to get that water and that nourishment, amen, by that river. Amen. So we have to constantly feel the word of God and constantly let the Holy Spirit flow in us and flow through us. Amen.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
It was saying, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God will bless the works of your hands. God will bless your business. God will bless your home. God will bless your ministry. Whatever you set your hands to do and God put on your heart to do, God will bless it. He'll bless your family. Or if you're doing something special with your kids, God will bless them. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Be blessed. Somebody still
Hallelujah.
Don't believe. Let's give you another word. I want you to go
Amen.
With me to Psalms 128. We still in the Psalms. Psalms 128. Psalms 128.
Yeah, yeah.
It says, blessed, amen, happy is everyone, man and woman, children, grandparents, that fear the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For he shall eat the labor of thine hands, and happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, mm-hmm. that thus shall the man be blessed that fear mm-hmm. the Lord. The Lord shall yeah. bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see uh-huh. thy children's children and peace upon Israel. God will pass that blessing all the way down to your children's children. We're still talking about you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed. Be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Be blessed. One of the things I want to encourage you on is that sometimes you have people who try to block or stop God's progress in your life. But I want you to remember that blessing that God passed down on Abraham, when he said to Abraham, he said, I'll bless those that bless thee and
yeah.
curse those that curse thee. Amen.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed. Now here it is. It says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Now that chaff they were talking about was that husk that's on the corn. And you would
uh-huh.
peel that husk back, and then they
mm-hmm.
would throw it in the air. Amen. They didn't need that part. They want to get to the grain. Amen. And what it was saying here is that chaff is a symbol of faithless life that drifts along without direction. Amen.
Yeah.
Person without God is just drifting. Songwriter said, he said, without God, my life would be rugged. My life would be like a ship without a sail. You can't guide no ship without the sail. Amen.
My Lord. Amen.
Your life would be rugged. You would just be drifting. Amen. But we as
yeah.
saints and we as Christians, we are not just drifting. God is taking us on a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
From earth to
Amen.
Glory. Amen. We're on a journey, y'all. Amen.
Yeah.
But while we're here on earth, we want to do kingdom building and do all we can
yeah.
to help as many people get to know Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So our life is not drifting. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Yeah.
Now the grain is a symbol of the faithful life that can be used by God. But unlike grain, we have a choice. So we have to choose. Amen.
Yeah.
The grain symbolizes blessing.
Amen.
But we as Christians, we have to choose daily on what direction we're going to go in. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Who's on
yeah.
the Lord's side? Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed. It says, therefore,
Amen.
The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners of the congregation of the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
God has a time when he's going to deal with wicked and evil people. Amen. It talks about it in Revelation. God has his time
mm-hmm.
when he's going to deal with that. It says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Mm-hmm.
God sees the day of the wicked and laughs. Amen. Don't worry about your enemies. He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. Amen. Don't try to fight nobody. These people are going crazy out here. Don't try to fight nobody. Turn them over to Jesus. I'm not saying don't protect you or protect yourself. Amen. But don't get into fight and squabbles with people because, like grandma and grandma always say, stay away from troublemakers.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. One of the things I want to encourage you on today is that when you go through something and God brings you out, you feel relief, you feel gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and you feel joy. You feel
Amen.
Joy. Paul wrote, he said, count it all joy when you fall
mm-hmm.
into divers temptation. Count it all joy,
yeah.
church. There are many struggles
yeah.
in life. Amen. But the Bible
Amen.
Says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers
mm-hmm.
us out of them all. No matter what
yeah.
the situation, be blessed. God will turn
yeah.
that situation around. Be blessed
mm-hmm.
in the midst of high gas prices. Amen. I want to encourage
Amen.
You on this morning. Be blessed in everything even though everything is going up due to inflation. Be blessed even if the economy is bad. You know, God bless. There have been hard times in the Bible. There have been famines. There have been storms. There have been earthquakes. There's mudslides.
Yeah.
All kinds of different things. But God still allows his purpose to be fulfilled in the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God's word will go forth and will not return back void. One of the reasons why God has allowed technology to get so advanced, and we got cell phones, we got computers, we got tablets, we got all these things. God allows us to have these things so the gospel can be spread into other countries. You know, the word of God is going into other countries right now as we speak. They got
That's
technology
right, right
where
now.
They send the word in their language to these different countries. Amen. Certain ministries, these big ministries, these mega churches, some of them, they're doing God's work.
Mm-hmm.
Sending the word to these foreign countries, and they're hearing the gospel. And the Bible speaks about that when the gospel has reached the four corners of the earth, then the end is going to come. Not until then.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Be blessed.
Amen.
So even though we have these different situations, remember that Isaac sold in famine, and God blessed him 100-fold.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph,
mm-hmm.
in the Bible, he had the grain. Amen. Pharaoh used him to gather up the grain. So God is not limited in resources or blessings for us, even though it looks dark. Don't look at how dark it is. Keep your eye on Jesus. Keep your eye on the prize.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Paul said, run this race like you're running for a prize and you want to obtain. Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Your friends turn it back on you. Don't worry about it. God will give you some more friends. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. In Romans 8:31, it said, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Uh-huh.
Fight your battles on that job. Amen. I know they don't like you because you're a Christian. God will fight your battles.
Yeah.
Just hold your peace. The battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. Be blessed in the midst of twists and turns. Be blessed in your family. Be blessed in your home. God will bless your coming in and going out. Be blessed in your finances. Amen. Remember to keep tithing. Amen. It might get tight sometime. Keep tithing. God will bless.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
As I get ready to approach a close on this morning, I want to encourage you to be blessed.
Yeah.
I want you to turn with me to the book of Matthew.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Matthew.
Take time.
You know where I'm going. Matthew. Matthew.
Time.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Yeah.
Be blessed. Here it is. It says, and seeing the multitude, when he went up unto a mountain, and when he was sent, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed
Thank
are they
you.
That
Thank
born, for they
Thank
shall
you.
Be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall
Thank
inherit
you.
The earth. Blessed are
Thank
they
you.
Which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed
Thank
are
you.
The merciful,
Thank
for they shall
you.
Obtain mercy. Blessed are
thank
the pure in heart,
you.
For they shall see God. Blessed are
thank
the peacemakers,
you, you.
For they shall be called the children of God. Blessed
thank you.
Are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs
thank
is the kingdom
you,
of heaven.
You.
Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice,
thank
rejoice,
you,
church.
You.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I'm God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be blessed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this word that went forth today. We pray, Father God, that every single word that we heard today, that it take root in us. Be blessed. We bless this angel that you have put before us right now to deliver this word to us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for flowing in him, that he allowed himself to be that body that you can flow through. Be blessed. We receive that word right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For we say that we are blessed because you have blessed us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for every single ear to have an ear to receive and every single ear to hear and every single heart to have a heart to receive in the name of Jesus. For we are encouraged today to be blessed in the name of Jesus. And we are blessed. We are blessed, blessed, blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen again. We thank you so much, Minister Learn, for blessing us with this message here. And right now, the doors of the church are open. We open up the doors of the church. There may be one today who have heard this message, and you heard the Holy Spirit preaching to your heart. Now let's be honest about it. Nobody knows the time nor the day when Jesus Christ is coming again. Hallelujah. When God is coming again. Nobody knows the time or the day when God is coming again. But right now in this time, you heard this word today to be blessed. And you are encouraged to give your life over to Jesus. Amen. We may have heard that so many times before, and we may have put it off for another day. But today, let that day be today that you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Minister Learn and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. See, what we fight so much with church, if we keep looking at what we have done or what we are doing, thinking that we don't deserve what it is, what we're asking for right now. See, that's a trick of the enemy. And you are right. There's nothing that you have done or nothing that you can do to deserve a place in the kingdom of God. And that's why we have Jesus Christ have already done it all. See, he is already that ransom paid. God know where you are right now. He know what you're going through right now. He know what you done, what you been through, and what you're in right now. Well, that's the reason why he gave us Jesus Christ to be that ransom paid, that propitiation, hallelujah, that reconciliation between man and God himself. So you can only do that through Jesus. Put yourself aside and put God in the front of everything and in front of it all. Will you do that today? Will you press one today? If you're streaming live, Mr. Learn and I and Apostle Talvanik, she's on a supernatural assignment, but we all are together here to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. If you're streaming online, call us right now, 845-277-9213. And when you call, press 1, and we'll help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Amen. The most important thing you can ever do in your living life is being born again. Minister Learn preached that today. Amen. Being blessed. See, that's what it means to be blessed. What it means to be blessed is to receive God's salvation. That's when you know you're blessed, when he's living on the inside. Amen. And there's plenty of words, plenty of his word that's here for us to be able to learn from. in the Holy Bible. There's plenty of his word for us to be able to eat and to drink from right here with ministers and preachers and prophets and apostles and teachers, you know, believers all everywhere. There's plenty of people that God has put in place to build for the perfection of the saints. Amen. So you won't be doing it all on your own trying to obtain salvation. God has put us all here to help one another, to tell somebody about the king, to tell somebody so you'll be encouraged. But God can build you so you can be a representative of his kingdom as well. So we represent the world very well, very well. Don't even have to try. Represent self. Don't even have to try. Will you represent God? Will you be born again today? Will you press one? If there's somebody that's in need of prayer right now, we thank God for this opportunity. You can come and bring it to the altar right now, right there where you are. You can bring it to the altar right now. We are that two or three that are gathered together, and we ask, we pray about things in Jesus' name, and he said, I'll do it. See, we don't serve a tomorrow God, or he'll do it later on. No, we serve a right now God, a straightway God. Do you believe that? Will you press one today? Will you press one? Hallelujah. Someone may even be looking for a church home this morning. Well, we thank God that there is no time or no distance in spirit. There's no time or no distance in spirit. So it don't matter if you are in Louisiana or if you're in Illinois or if you are in New York, if you are in Houston, Texas, or wherever you are, if you can hear us right now, hallelujah. Apostle Kyle and I and Mr. Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would love to feed you that word, and we're only going to do that in the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We're only going to do that through the love of God, through this word of God that he has given unto us to give to you. Will you press one now if you are looking for a church home? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give unto us. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us grace. You have given us your mercy and truth. You did it all through Christ Jesus, full of grace. Hallelujah. Full of mercy, full of truth. We thank you, thank you, thank you that you have given us Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't judge us. Hallelujah. You just provide for us. You have every single one of our needs. You speak to us. Hallelujah. You protect us. Hallelujah. You are a loving God. You are a father to us. Hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this word that went forth today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we, when we call on you, you're right there in times of trouble. We decree and we declare that we are blessed. We are blessed, 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 and highly favored. We are your righteousness because Jesus Christ, you have made us righteous. We pray, Father God, that this word don't leave from us, that it takes root and manifests itself inside of us, that we may learn to depend on you in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us right now and every single thing that is concerning us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for this right here, time right here. You know, this is such a beautiful Sunday. That word went forth. You know, I'm so filled. You know, I've taken notes. You know, Minister Learn Green, you did such a wonderful job, you know, preaching that word there, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit. We thank God for you. We pray that every single thing that left your body, every single virtue, that it returned to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you. That God bless you and that may keep you. Amen. Well, at this time, this is the best part of hearing a word of God. See, when you hear a word of God and you believe in that word, see, this is the opportunity to sow into that word that you have believed in, that you have heard. It's time to sow. See, we are blessed to give. We need to understand that we get to give. You get to give. Amen. See, when you have an understanding of that, then you will have a better understanding. You notice I said a better understanding that you're not giving to God. You can't give anything to God. God already earned the thing. You're not giving anything to me. You're not giving, oh, well, you're giving it to Pat. No, it's not all about that. We get to give because we are a blessing to give. So you cannot be a blessing if you had not been blessed. And if you believe in this right here word that you have heard, then sow into that word. Amen. Sow into that word. That lets you know you trust God's word more than you trust anything else in your life. This is just an illustration of that. You trust God's word. You know, to sow into that word. So if you have your offerings, you have any tithes offering, if you want to give, we give you opportunity here to give. Since we are online here, we want to give you an opportunity to give. You have Cash App. Just Cash App Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor, that's the dollar sign, then Pastor spell out S-H-A-T-E-L-L, Pastor Chantel. You Cash App your gifts there. You can cash app your gifts right there. If you need other means to Cash App, I have another Cash App there. You can Cash App Dorsey Manning. That's dollar signed in DorseManning. You can send your offerings or your tithes, your gifts through that way. If you need any other type of means, if you don't have those ways, give me a text message. 832-907-6820. That's 832-907-6820. And I'll give you other means to be able to send in your gifts. Amen. Amen. So let us now hold up our offerings. Let us hold up our offerings right now in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to give into your kingdom. Make us an emissary of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit in your kingdom, Lord. We know that as your children, that we are chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. We are responsible for managing our money and distributing our tithes and offerings as a spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory of your sake on earth, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that no matter that what matters to you is that dedication, Father God, that we have to your kingdom. We exhibit and multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not of our honor, Father God, but it's of your honor. It's the wisdom and the spirit kiss of generosity of our hearts. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody do say amen and amen again. Now, we do have our announcements for today. On Mondays, there's an opportunity, you know, on Monday morning for us to pray. We have intercessory prayers. Intercessory prayers here, you can call in. We are on Central Time, so you can call this number, 845-277-9213. You can call, and you can enter into prayer on Monday morning. They're at 6 a.m. in the morning, but we're on Central Time, so we don't know whatever time that you are on intercessory prayer is going on at 6 a.m. Monday morning here on our church line. So you're more than welcome to come in and come in and pray. Bring your prayer petitions. You know, that's that time where you bring it, the prayer petition, you know, to pray. I don't think that we have any shows, anything coming up for this month. I do know next month we have a show that's coming up here next month in the month of July, and we have shows. We had, you know, let's understand, you know, that the shows that we have, you know, it's for laughter for us to come in that place, you know, to where we can enjoy. And there's a word that goes forth, you know, in this. You know, God has blessed Apostle Tawanika and I to be able to do this. You know, so do take advantage, you know, of the goodness of God through there's ministry in these shows. There's a lot of things that'll make you laugh. There's some things that may touch your heart. You may even cry. You may even feel, you know, but there's a message that goes forth along with laughter. You know, this is a part of kingdom building. So we will have shows that be coming up next month in July. We'll have those specific dates maybe closer to July the 1st or something. We'll let you know those days so you can get your tickets, and we'll give you all the information on being able to do that. As far as I know, I think that's pretty much everything that we have, you know, for now. Apostle Tawanika right now, she's on a supernatural assignment. She'll be back here with us for 2 p.m. We are having 2 p.m. service here, and I'll be heading that service. The word is going to go forth. So definitely, if you have an opportunity to come to church, come to church. You know, help me to lift up the name of Jesus. You know, that's what we set this time aside. There's so many things that we can, you know, be doing, but we set this time aside to worship God. So 2 p.m. service will go forth this afternoon by me, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. We want to recognize every single one that is celebrating a birthday this month. Again, you know, this is the month that I celebrated my birthday already on June the 8th. So we celebrate every single body that's celebrating a birthday. We want to say happy birthday to you. In the name of Jesus, that's what we want to have, happy birthdays. Amen. We want to celebrate every single body that's celebrating an anniversary. You know, if you are married, you know, we just want to just pray the blessings of God over you and your marriage. You know, it's not easy, you know, to live a life thinking that life is going to always go exactly how you're planning, because there's always something, you know, that happened to try to tear down marriage. So we celebrate anniversaries. You know, God wants man and woman to be joined together, because that's that place where he flows. And that's how, you know, every single thing in the world, you know, is supposed to, God put, gave us a mate. So if you are married, we're celebrating an anniversary, you know, happy anniversary to you in the name of Jesus. And once you keep God in the middle of it all, you don't have a thing to worry about. So we celebrate anniversaries and marriages on today. That's pretty much all that I have today as far as announcements. I can't think of anything else right now. I'm quite sure if there's something that I missed. Like I said, Apostle Tony, if she has something, she'll be back. She will let us know, you know, something that we did miss at the 2 p.m. service. So we thank God, you know, for today. Minister Learn, I don't know if you have anything that you would like to share. Open up your line there. We thank you for this word that went forth today. If you had anything that you would like to share with us today before we close out.
Hey, amen. I would just like to say is that, and I know you as the ministry and gospel public ministry is headed by you and Tawanika. You do a lot of outreach, and I just want to say that let's remember the less fortunate. You know, several times I've been driving, I've seen people standing out with a sign. I don't judge them. Now, if they take the $3 or $5 or whatever I have to give them, if they take it and do wrong with it, that's on them. But one of the things I found out, you have to do the work. Somebody is being touched. I remember there was one homeless man. I had gave him something every day for a long time, and I told him, I said, give your life to Christ. And I told him, I said, why don't you try the Salvation Army? And the next time I saw him, he said he was on a list that they was going to help him find a job and get an apartment. So you don't know how, you know, you can touch somebody. And I didn't see him no more. He got blessed. I know he did. I know he did. And that's what it's all about. So what I want to say is that, you know, always tell somebody to have a good day. Tell somebody to have a blessed day, because you never know what that person is going through. So just those two things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you so much. I agree so much. You know, right here, you live in a big city. You live there in Chicago. That's a very big city. And so is Houston. Houston is also a big city. And Uncle Joe, Joe Washington, he lives in another big city. So God has blessed us to come together. You're there in Chicago. I'm here in Houston. And Uncle Joe is there in New York. You know, there are a lot of people that are, you know, in need of somebody. You know, they be there. I know I work on that construction, and I see people all the time. I run into them all the time. My heart just goes out to them. And you're right about that. You don't never know that just how God used you. God want to be able to use you and give them hope. You know, to give them hope.
Right.
And just by hope. You keep on. You're right. I agree with you. Just by you keep on showing up and, you know, and just being a blessing and showing up being a blessing, and you give those men and those women hope, and the next thing you know, they'll be telling somebody how good God is. Amen.
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 Amen. And so we'll have the pastor's blessings following up by the benediction. I'll give the pastor's blessing and the benediction here. Let us pray. I'm going to give the pastor's blessing here so we can get ready to go on with the remainder of our day in the name of Jesus. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a great understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you, my brothers and sisters, in a place of joy. I bless you, my people, for God's people, to grow and about. I bless you to be respectful in a respectful place for people, in a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty. I bless you to prosper and to function as you were intended. I bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. I bless you to be valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a defect. I bless you to increase and wealth, in Jesus' name. And everybody do say amen, amen again. It's been such a wonderful service, such a wonderful service today. And like I said again, you know, do join us again here for 2 p.m. and I'll lead the charge on that. Apostle Tyonique and I and Minister Learn Green here, you know, we'll be right in that pulpit. We'll be waiting on you. Now, may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again. God bless you and may God keep you. Apostle Tyonique and I and Minister Learn Green, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, every single body that Satan has already, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. We love you. We can't wait to see you here again.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.